All right, Nathan.
What's up?
1 year ago.
1 year.
Probably to the month.
Drop the lights.
Not the day.
Light. Smoke comes out from our kitchen. Like on the floor, like stage back smoking.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That. Set the stage.
Set it.
It was dark.
It was.
We were sitting on the couch over there.
Every night.
Instead of a table.
We were.
And we were thinking about, what do we want to do?
With our life.
We're worthless.
We're not doing anything.
Nothing.
At all.
Nothing fun.
Take three.
All right, guys.
We got some news for you. We're sad to say it.
The time has come.
Yep.
We've run out of ideas, and we're going to post our first episode.
Ivan's gone back to looking at things on the internet.
Nah, come on. Take four.
Hey, Ivan.
What's up, Nate?
I think it's time to give the people what they want.
We're stopping?
No. No. Because you didn't come with any topics today.
Oh, is that
or
right?
For us to have anything to converse about.
Is that
and
right?
And you've been complete shit today in conversation. We went ahead and decided that we should just let everyone hear our first episode in lieu of our 1 year anniversary.
Roll the tape.
Roll it.
Twinsanity.
Ow! I told mom and dad today that we were doing this podcast, and I told them the name, right?
Yeah.
Twinsanity.
Yeah.
I almost just said the other name.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what's it going to be about? And I didn't know how to answer it because we really don't know. And mom said something like, oh, mind my business. Something like that. or like, don't tell mom what it is. Or kind of like she got the impression that I didn't want her to know what it was going to be about. But in all, you know, sincerity, it was just...
Yeah, in all seriousness, the reason that this started was because you and I have conversations with each other or by ourselves. You guys figure it out. And we think we're hilarious. We think we talk about some of the funniest stuff. And there's some stuff that's not going to be on here, right? Because it's
we just probably, can't talk
yeah,
about
can't
that.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
But it is it's in the mind of two twins. We think we're hilarious. Other people laugh at it too, probably more at us or with us. I'm not sure yet, but we're definitely going to find out.
We're probably going to get more comfortable. I mean, this is now it feels like it has to be a little bit scripted. Well, what do we say? Do we sound silly? And the more we do this, we're just going to become more comfortable.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is I definitely don't want to be scripted whatsoever. I'd rather just be ad-lib, just talking off the cuff, off the top of the head, because that's where some of our best moments come from.
Yeah. Stay out of my brain.
I can't. It goes right back to the 1995 Geo Metro. I'm singing a song in my head, and then you start singing it.
So on that note, there's a lot of people that ask twins a bunch of questions. What's a question that you get all the time about being a twin?
I think that the one question I get the most, and I think people, maybe it's more common because we never did it. But did you guys ever, you know, swap classes at school and take each other's math tests?
I got that question all the time.
My answer was no, because
we actually don't fucking look alike. I mean, when we're fat, we actually look alike.
Sorry,
I hope you guys are catching the wheezing going on right now.
Yeah, because I'm fat. The number one question was if we ever swapped classes.
Okay. And what'd you tell him?
No, we never did.
Why?
Well, because we were good boys.
We actually were good boys.
We never did any of that stuff. No drugs.
We didn't do shit. To this day, we haven't done any of that.
None of it.
The number one question I get all the time is, can you feel when, like, he gets hurt?
Yeah.
First off, that's a stupid question.
No, I think it's actually a really good one.
Why is that a really good one?
Well, maybe not the physical pain, but
that's
emotional.
What they mean.
Emotional, though.
Emotional? Well, I'm an empath.
Huh?
The look?
All I heard was a lisp. Empath. Okay, sloth.
Empath.
It felt like I was in the movie Ice Age for a second. Everyone, we are currently at an empath. Not sure which direction to take.
I can't even talk right now.
You're an empath?
I've never heard that term.
Yeah, empath. It's someone who has the ability to feel the emotions of others, who's very sensitive to it. And actually, if you don't know you're one and you don't realize it, you can actually start to take on, like, their emotions. Like, if someone comes in who's, like, really gloomy, you can actually start to take that on and feel like you're stressed out or...
Oh, okay.
And if you don't know it, you have to make a conscious decision to disconnect. Or if someone's happy, but you have that, like, almost... The best way I can explain is, like, an intuition of knowing someone's emotions and being able to help someone through that. Not, you know... In the sense of feeling pain, I mean, sure, emotion, but pain, that's what they're asking me. Can you actually, and the reason why I say that is they say, so if he gets slapped, can you feel it?
Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
What's more, do you have any more questions that people ask you when they find out we're twins?
No, that's literally like the main one is if we ever cheated in school or took each other's classes. Or, I mean, if we've ever had the same thoughts before, which we have.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like I mentioned earlier, like sitting in the GeoMetro, I'll be singing a song. And
right.
Say,
I'll start singing
start
it.
Singing it. Yeah.
And I've always thought to myself when we have those moments, when I start singing a song, I always think back like, okay, was he humming it?
Yeah.
Was like, I hearing him humming it? Like, you know, because you can hear someone humming something, then it's stuck in your head, right?
Yeah.
And so I've always thought to myself like, well, was he humming that?
No.
No.
There have been times where I was just thinking something and then you've said it. So, yeah.
What's your funniest memory of you and I growing up?
Dude.
There was one day where it was kind of early morning summer. I think we were kind of 13, 14. And we had just had a pool party. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my bedroom.
So we're talking like 2002.
Yeah, probably around then.
Okay.
And I'm sitting in my bedroom and I don't know what I'm doing, but I look outside and you're right outside the window. You don't see me. And I you know, kind of just tippy toe over to your bed. We shared a room at the time and your bed was by the window.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't see me and I look out and you're straddling a balloon on the ground.
I am?
You're straddling a balloon on the ground.
Hmm.
And you have your BB gun. And you shot the balloon and the BB gun, hit you in like, I don't know where, the dick, and you fell down.
I don't remember straddling the balloon. I remember
straddling just seemed like
the best
way
to explain it. Do you remember the color of the balloon?
I think it was green.
It was yellow.
It was yellow?
It was a yellow balloon. It was not even close.
Green and yellow are the same family. If I had said black...
I wasn't straddling it. I can't remember.
Standing over it.
I shot it.
Okay, when I say straddling, you were holding them. You were pinching them with your feet. You were pinching the balloon.
Oh, yeah, with the bottom of my
feet. Yes.
Yes.
So when straddling, it's the best way I can explain it.
Straddling is very sexual. So, I remember that moment. I didn't know you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
I shot the balloon, and it wasn't like one of the pellet BBs, like with the pointed tip. Mm-mm. It was the round, right?
Just a copper BB, a regular.
Just a copper BB. And it shot back at me so fast, it hit me right in the groin area. It was not pleasant.
And I think you were wearing trunks, or, I mean, it was very free-flowing.
It was
swimwear.
I'm pretty sure it was just my boxers.
Just your boxers.
I'm pretty sure. And it wasn't like...
Red.
It wasn't like the boxers like that we wear today, like the boxer briefs that like hug you.
Yeah.
They were like the boxers.
Yeah.
Like regular boxers.
Cloth boxers.
Just the sheet material that just hangs, right? Yeah. No, it provided no protection. Yeah, I was very lucky.
Do you remember what it felt like as kids getting our first pair of boxers?
Yeah.
I mean, not physically
like
what it felt like.
Like I could go to middle school happy.
What do you mean?
Oh, dude, I hated going to middle school.
With whitey tighties?
With whitey tighties.
No, chonies?
Hated it.
Should we ask for the balloon to be
kids,
a sponsor?
No, not many kids these days, I think, will experience what our generations did.
Well, I remember being in PE. And
I guess I don't look at it that way.
Oh, okay.
I think mom and dad could have gotten us some boxers over just regular whitey-tighty briefs if they knew we didn't like them.
Ivan, they knew we didn't like sweats and turtlenecks. And they sent us to school
in
sweats
and turtlenecks. Though.
That's not even – sweats and turtlenecks is not dressing for success.
I don't remember going in sweats and a turtleneck.
You don't?
Was it elementary?
Yeah.
I remember being on the playground once doing a high kick to a kid's face.
What the fuck?
In a pair of sweats. Because he did something. He did something. And I did like the Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, you hold it up.
Yeah.
And you hold your foot by their face like you're badass. And I, because I was, he was doing something.
I remember I did that little quick kick. And I held it and I was like, pretty much like, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't do it. And then I saw, it was later, it was that same year. I remember I was by the tetherball, and we are such on a big, insane tangent right now, hence Twinsanity. And I remember I was by the tetherball pole. We're getting ready to leave from school. And I was so terrified to go to middle school and high school because of this. A seventh grader walked onto the fifth grade elementary. We're at, you know the elementary, yeah. I'm not going to say it. We were at this elementary school, and we're walking to the buses, and we had to walk across a huge sand park.
Okay, right? So you were in the portables area?
I was in the portables.
Okay, so you had the long trek.
Long trek.
Across the big playground.
This kid, like seventh grade, wearing gloves, like biker gloves, like seventh grade, walks onto the playground, grabs this fifth grader that was in an adjacent class of mine, and beat the crap out of him as we were leaving school. So there's no parents or teachers out there watching the kids walk. And he beat him up. And I was so terrified to go to sixth grade because I thought, these are the kids I'm going to be messing with. These are the kids. I'm not going to be able to compete with this. I hit myself in the private parts with the BB gun. I'm not going to be able to defend myself. Some kid. Some kid with biker gloves walks up to me and just starts pounding me. Well, it turns out it was because he did something to his sister.
Mm.
So he was defending his sister's honor
yeah.
at seventh grade. That's
crazy.
Yeah, how he got to the school and got in, I couldn't believe it.
Well, they didn't have seventh grade. We were
It was kindergarten through fifth grade.
Yeah.
And then you went to like the other middle schools by our house right?
Oh my gosh, that is funny.
Oh, dude, I was terrified. I don't remember what we were talking about. Yeah, the Jean-Claude Van Damme kick. That kid getting his butt kicked. I don't remember what we were talking about before that, but yeah, that was not pleasant.
Oh my goodness.
Do I remember my first day of high school?
All right.
Do you remember that?
I believe I do.
Do you remember the sound the kid's head made when it hit the concrete?
Okay, so you're talking about...
Day one.
When
a sea of people.
Okay, so this
paint the picture. Paint the picture.
Now, mind you, for the first time in, I think, 20 years, they made a change to where ninth graders no longer went to the actual high school. They consolidated eighth and ninth grade because the population in our area had grew. So they created what was known as a mid-high. So they had a eighth grade class and a ninth grade class in one facility. Called mid-high. Just eighth and ninth. So we were kind of bummed at the time. I mean, apparently Ivan wasn't bummed because he had just witnessed a potential murder elementary.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tell the story about our first day in
one.
High school.
Day one.
As 10th graders.
10th graders, yep. So we're sophomores in high school at this point. So yeah, you see what he's experiencing? Oh my God.
Ironic is that?
That's ironic. The timing of this movie, he's in the bathroom and it looks like they're in high school and this kid pulls a knife on him. Yeah, that's kind of...
We witnessed probably something close to that in the sense of trauma. Like being traumatized.
It was traumatic, for sure.
It was traumatic.
I was scared. Okay, so we walk into... You walk into the foyer area. I mean, and it's a huge outside foyer area. It's huge, right? Everyone's walking. It's 7:30 in the morning, and there's fog.
You know what? I remember that. That is a bit eerie to think about.
And we all had to, you know, we were all in, like, different, like, uniforms and stuff. You couldn't just wear, like, you know, whatever kind of shirts you want. So it's, like, black and blue shirts or, like, some gray shirts.
We had strict uniforms. Slacks, khakis, black pants.
I remember walking in, and there was hundreds of kids, like what you would see in the movie. Like the movie, what's that movie?
Only the
Strong. You know how you walk in the foyer and there's just tons of kids sitting at tables and stuff, right? And then I hear a fight breaking out, and you just see the kids, all the kids just like move like fish, and they swarm to the area.
But we're already there where the fight's breaking out.
We're right there.
And we're actually elevated.
We're higher, so we can see everything.
Right, on like a flower bed.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
And these kids start fighting, and the
one big kid,
huge,
and one smaller kid.
And I'm thinking, I have no chance if that small kid is trying to defend himself. Did it crap out?
No, you're good.
If he's trying to defend himself, like, what's gonna happen to me?
But I think it was the big one the big fucker who got knocked down.
I'm pretty sure it was the big guy lifted this little kid up.
Yes.
And I say little kid, like, because we know what their age is now.
He had a mustache, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. But when in the moment. This man picked up a smaller man, and he dropped him on his head so hard.
Fucking clanked him.
It sounded like a hollow watermelon hit the ground, and then he ripped out...
Well, he punched him a couple times.
Oh, yeah, okay.
straddling him.
Yep. Yep. Now he was straddling him, like top mount. Right. Right. And then he ripped out his eyebrow piercing.
That was like that was the salt in the wound.
And it was traumatic.
And then he ran because yeah. security came yep. and he ran. We came to find out that man, who was probably closer to our age at the time, didn't even go to that school.
Oh, that's right.
Right. And it was like, you know, girlfriend drama.
Yeah.
Man, what times?
Yeah, that was rough. That
Why didn't you go kick him, Jean-Claude?
Well, I didn't have my sweats. I didn't have my sweats. I didn't have the proper shoe wear.
I remember one time, okay?
What?
A fight broke out in high school. Okay? Fight broke out in high school.
Okay.
And this was when I was discerning the priesthoods. You know, I was like all into Jesus. And I'm still into Jesus. Don't get me wrong.
You got to scratch back on that one. That one
praise
didn't
Jesus,
sound good.
Praise Jesus. But I'm saying like when I was like heavily into like...
Yeah, you were discerning priesthood.
You know, priesthood, right? A fight broke out. And I ran up to it, and I think I'm in either 11th or 12th grade,
mm-hmm.
and it's breaking out. Like, these two guys are going at each other, and one of them gets, you know, in a rear naked choke, and I wanted to jump in and, like, stop the fight, but these two men, again, men,
mm-hmm.
are big,
mm-hmm.
and I just said, stop.
Stop.
Stop in the name of Jesus.
You didn't.
Ivan. I yelled it, and there were a bunch of people around. Okay, stop! And then stop in the name of Jesus. Stop! Everyone just looked at me, bro. And I'm pretty sure I saw a couple of people laughing at me. And I looked at someone, and I said, "Jump in there! Stop! Stop him!" And he looked at me, and he's like, "I don't want to die." But I yelled, "Stop! Stop it!" Jesus.
The only time I've experienced something like that, it was two girls, and they were fighting on one of the staircases heading up to
yep.
the doors,
mm-hmm.
and she was about to give her, what is it called, the smiley face, the curb
yeah,
stomp,
the curb,
whatever.
Yeah, the California smiley.
Yep, and I stopped, it was such a big crowd,
ooh,
I stopped it, and I couldn't believe it, and I still actually am kind of in disbelief today, how mad everyone got.
That you stopped the fight?
That I stopped it. Everyone was so, I remember people were yelling at me, just let it go, let it happen. And that
really?
That was back in the days, like when... Like UFC was really that, and that's why I think people were giving like UFC a bad name. Like back then,
Coliseum type shit.
Yeah, but I remember that was what I felt. I felt like, man, these people just wanted carnage, and I wasn't about to watch this girl.
I think I remember that
get head stomped.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know either.
No, yeah, but I think I remember that.
And they were mad. They were so mad at me that I stopped it.
Man.
Yeah.
Do you remember our buddy RH? Who got beat up, and he was a big white boy too.
Oh yes, yep, and I remember that moment.
He got beat up, and I thought, man, like he was already crazy
but
too.
The guy that beat him up was a like legit kickboxer.
Yeah, I remember. And By the way, we went to school with just a bunch of
savages,
savages and men.
And then guess what? Our senior year, we were voted the two most popular male duo, Batman and Robin. Me being Batman.
Oh no, I'm Batman.
Nathan, I was higher on the staircase, and I'm number one.
What do you?
I was born
you think
first.
Higher on the staircase. Is going to eliminate me from the running of Batman? You were my sidekick.
Okay. Okay.
Stop in the name of Jesus.
I took action. What did you do?
What do you mean you took action? Those are all my friends who voted for me.
Stop.
Stop. Stop in the name of Jesus.
Stop, please. Yeah, no. I ran in there and I stopped it.
All right, anyway.
I took the heat.
Okay, you know what? Fine. I will say that you're Batman.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm Robin. Fine.
It's
just
fair.
For the sake that this podcast, which is also named Twinsanity, can continue. So anyway.
Okay.
Which was a surprise to me that they voted us that because...
Well, we were good. We were really
nice
to everybody.
We treated everyone with respect. Yeah. I mean, for the most part, a couple people I didn't like. But, you know, I expected, you know, the jocks and the real popular guys to get it.
The gangsters.
Right. And I was shocked.
Yeah, I was too.
That we were... And it was... I didn't even know we were in the running for it. I don't even know who put our names into it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Which is really cool. We can show our kids that, you know, later on. But nonetheless, you know... Even getting that title didn't do anything for me.
No, I mean, and you look back now, and
If there's anything like, I don't know, maybe a teenager were to hear this podcast, if there's anything you would need to learn from with people who have been down that road and that now that we've got experiences.
Because we got pretty popular at the end. I mean, from our 11th and 12th grade, I would say we were fairly popular.
Yeah, none of it matters.
At all.
None of it translates into real life once you get out of high school.
But it does not matter. Mm-mm. Your popularity in high school does not matter.
Nope.
Give me some coffee, Batman.
Sure, Robin. You just called me Batman.
No, I'm just talking.
Give me some coffee.
I thought Sling Blade too. Like, yeah, that was off.
Biscuits and gravy. I can't even do it right.
Let me see if we can do this.
What, are you uncomfortable over there?
No. I'm trying to get like the voice and just like that.
Give me some biscuits and gravy. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, back to Twin
Sanity.
Thank you. I really appreciate you finishing that. There's a lot of things that twins go through. A lot of different things. First off, you have kind of a built-in best friend.
Yeah. No. And you know what? As you get older, more so, does it turn into like a best friend when you're younger?
I think there was a point where we hated each other.
Yeah, I mean, you're
more in the teenage years, right?
Teenage years, because you're developing your own relationships, you're starting to venture off and discover yourself, and you're trying to get that other person that's been attached to the hip for, 15, 16 years. You want to become your own person.
Which we really never went anywhere without one another growing up.
No. Nathan's nickname is Tagalong.
Motherfucker. I told you that in confidence last week.
We'll get to that in another podcast, on another episode.
That one stung.
Twin Sanity. No, we'll get to that. I think it's actually a really cool story.
What?
Me being a trailblazer.
A humble brag.
I don't walk the beaten path.
You know what? I will say that's fair, because you've done a lot in that sense of having to get shit done.
Have to.
And you know what's crazy is everywhere you've gone, I've come and gotten way better than you.
Yeah, dude. It's because they see all my work ethic.
I think that's what happens. They're like, damn, we got this.
We have this
Ivan on our team. He's incredible. And his brother is just like him, Let's offer him 20,000 more.
It's just the same job.
That's true. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know how to do this fucking job.
Oh, you do good.
I do good.
You do good work.
Now? Yeah, you've been a trailblazer for us.
No, and I say that jokingly. I say that jokingly. That's just me being funny.
Went to that Roller King today for the kids.
Yeah.
For the birthday they were invited to.
Yeah.
Dude, the pizza there, it was just simplistic.
It was good, though.
Pizza. It was like Chicago style. Well, it was like had that like fried crust.
Yeah.
That crispy, like buttery crust.
Yeah.
It seemed like. Dude.
It's good.
I was holding myself back being one of those parents that go back for more than one slice.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you see them, like they go back and they just eat like 3 or 4 slices.
Yeah.
But I almost experienced that today.
Yeah.
It was so good. I took a bite and I was like, oh shit, I gotta eat this slice slow. Gotta eat it slow. But so many kids, man, could not skate.
Yeah.
Especially with the quad.
Different from our generation.
The quad skates.
Mm-hmm.
With the, you know,
the four.
Yeah. The four, two each on each side versus the rollerblade that are in line.
Mm-hmm. A blade. Yeah.
I got to get them. I got to get that for the kids, the rollerblades. Because they loved it. But Sophia fell really hard today. Did I tell you?
Santiago fell hard today.
Did he?
Yeah.
Where?
They went to a birthday party.
They went to a birthday party?
The old Blades place where they have the ice skate rink.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were ice skating.
Oh, he fell hard?
Yeah.
Sophia hit, and she just had to hold back tears, bro, and she still was like 20 feet away from me. Yeah. They don't allow you to walk on there.
Even though it's just a wood rink?
No, it's like a... It's not wood.
But it's not ice.
It's not ice, yeah.
And they wouldn't let you go get her?
They don't let anyone go on there with shoes.
That's stupid.
Poor thing had to like get up, and she's like trying not to cry.
Yeah.
She's like...
Poor thing.
Just holding it in.
Poor thing.
And I get her off to the side and start talking to her and consoling her. And I also asked her, you know, if you're crying because you're embarrassed. She's like, no, I really hurt, you know, my bottom, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, but if you are crying because you're embarrassed, I said, look at all these giraffes out here. you know? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody knew how to skate, bro. Yeah. Everyone was using, like, those...
Walkers.
Yes. Yeah. Didn't expect that. Mm-hmm. But the moment I walked in, it just, like, brought back a lot of memories as a kid.
I remember we used to go to roller rinks when we were younger, and they would play... What song am I thinking? Hold on. Before you think, before you say it, let me text it to you, but don't look at it yet.
Okay.
Don't look at it.
Okay.
But what song do you remember playing whenever you were rollerblading at the roller rink?
So, specifically, I remember when we were at the community center, we used to go a lot. Mm-hmm. They used to take us on, like,
field
trips.
That time frame.
And it was almost like a very small roller rink, the one I'm remembering.
Do you remember all the lights?
Yes. And it was like you could hop on and it was just still going in a circle.
Yep.
I remember Left Eye, Chasing Waterfalls, TLC.
Look
bro.
At your phone. TLC, Chasing Waterfalls.
Maybe we just experienced a moment there that has...
It was a core memory. I love that group. And
dang.
I used to think it was Jason Waterfalls.
No, Chasing.
I know. But that, see? That's it right there, dude. Core memory.
Twins.
For two twins. Twinsanity.
Twinsanity.
That's dang. Nuts, huh? That nuts?
Now I feel kind of badass. I gotta... Do another one. Do like a number.
Do a number?
Yeah.
Give me a range.
1 to 20.
I thought of a number outside of that.
Well, I thought of 24.
Five. Oh, it's because 24?
Yeah.
That was pretty close.
Okay, but what's
okay, 1 through 20?
Yeah, 14.
No.
No, what were you thinking?
We're trying. We're trying too hard.
What were you thinking?
I was 17. I was thinking 17.
See, I was close.
Yeah. Give me, okay, let's try something. Usually.
Blue.
Give me a date and a year, like March 18th, 1988, or something like that.
Okay. Why?
Just give it to me. So just give me a random date. Usually it doesn't work when I'm trying.
Okay, 1999. Okay?
But no, say it like that. Month, day, year.
I don't know the day.
No. Don't tell me like month, date, year. Not the day. I'll give you the
month,
day.
Date, year?
Month. Day of the month.
I don't know the day.
1 through 31.
I mean, I don't have any memories where I can say
okay.
January 14th.
No, we're trying something. We're trying something. This is about life right now. We're trying something. You know how I said March 18th, 1988?
Yeah.
Give me a date like that.
March 18th, 1988.
A different one. A completely, it can be 1921.
Okay.
It can be,
all right. All right. January 17th of 1942.
Tuesday.
Fuck that. No.
You said January what?
14th.
1972.
42.
1942?
Actually, I don't know what I said. I should write it down. Okay, give me a second. Tuesday, you said. This fucking
I'm pretty
guy.
Sure you said January 14th, 1972. 42?
Definitely 42.
Okay, give me a brand new one.
Okay. You ready? You ready, bro?
Yeah.
February 3rd of 2014.
That's a Thursday. Is it right?
No, it's a Monday.
Oh, I knew it. I did. Let me tell you what happened. It was a really, really strange night. 7 for 7.
What were the clouds?
It was dark.
Strange night?
It was dark. Dark, so we were watching a documentary on we were watching a documentary on savants.
Who's we?
Desiree and I.
Okay.
On savants, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there were these two twins. They had memories that would blow your mind. They could remember any day that they were alive.
I know.
And they could tell you what day it was if you gave them a date like that. So they said, like, you know, January 2nd, 1942. And before they said it, I said Tuesday. And then they said, oh, Tuesday. And me and Desiree looked at each other like, what just happened? And then they did it again. And I said it before they did. And I got it right. And then Desiree says... She gave me a date, and I said the day, mm-hmm. Wednesday. She goes, hold on. So she goes and searched just like you did. Correct. 7 for 7, I got it. And so then we did it again like 3 days later. Got it. It was 2020 when this happened. So pandemic. We're at home remote, right? I'm on a call with all of my colleagues at work, and I tell them about this. What's happening? Andrea, a colleague of mine, throws out a date. I was correct. Another colleague throws out a date. I was correct.
Really?
Yes. So that's why I was trying to recreate it here, but it usually doesn't work like when I'm trying, like when I'm really trying to like think of it and like, oh, I know I can do it. I know I can do it. Like I'm...
You look like you're constipated.
Yeah, that's how... That's my face of like trying to force it, right? Just, but when I'm not forcing it and Desiree starts saying, I'm like, oh, it's a Tuesday. And then it works. So throughout this, do that when I'm not thinking about it and I'll give you a day.
Yeah, this was fun.
Cool. Well, I think we can call this one done for the night.
I think so.
All right, everyone, that's the end of our show today. Thank you guys for joining Twin Sanity. It was fun. Again, this is Ivan.
This is Nathan.
Be sure to subscribe.